Our first feature this week was written by Robert Morgan, the Norfolk Wildlife Trust conservation officer. He says that successful conservation work has seen Norfolk's orchid thrive. Here is Elaine Smith to read his explanation.
There is some wildlife in Britain that appears to me far too exotic for our countryside and climate. The spoonbill, perhaps. Certainly the swallowtail butterfly. And without exception, all the large hawk moths. I think we can add several of our native orchids to this list too. Some may think only of orchids as the odd-looking plants displayed with the cut flowers at the entrance of the local supermarket. Priced $11.99, they sprout from a small pot of peat and are wrapped in a tall cone of cellophane. The more imaginative may think of them as growing high up on a moss-covered branch in a mist-shrouded valley deep within a remote tropical rainforest. Orchids are found worldwide and have exploited a range of habitats, not just supermarkets and rainforests. They also boast one of the most diverse flowering plant groups on the planet, with over 28,000 recorded species. There are 45 native species of wild orchid in the UK, although the number does depend on who you ask. 23 are found in Norfolk. Being relatively young in evolutionary terms, they come in a bewildering array of shapes, colours and sizes, and many of them commonly hybridise with their close cousins. This makes identification of some species a rather specialised occupation. Although helpfully, many UK orchids can be recognised just by making an educated guess based on their common name. There are orchid flowers that have a resemblance to monkeys, lizards, flies and bees, even a man orchid. Most flowers develop seeds that are pre-packed with all the nutrients required to germinate and grow a seedling, effectively giving the young plant a kick start. Orchids produce a lot of seeds, millions in fact, and these tiny microscopic seeds form a very fine dust, helping them to disperse on the wind. However, the seeds contain no energy reserves, and to germinate and grow, it has to link with mycorrhizal fungi, and often it has to be a particular and unique type. The tiny seed, if astonishingly lucky, will form a partnership with the fungus's root-like hyphae. The embryonic orchid is sustained by the fungus, but gives nothing in return, although it possibly repays its host with sugars when it starts photosynthesizing. Some orchids, such as the eye-wateringly rare ghost orchid, grow under the dark canopy of beech woodlands and are totally dependent on fungi throughout their life. Most British orchids are perennial, flowering each year from bulb-like tubers. Many species have roundish twin bulbs, and it's this feature that gave rise to the plant's name. The word orchid is derived from Greek, meaning testicles. I'm sure it comes as no surprise that down the centuries, orchids have been used by apothecaries for various ailments and men's problems. In fact, prior to the politeness of the 19th century, orchids were known in Norfolk as bollock warts. Despite the origin of their name, few other plants have the glamour and allure of the orchid family. It is often the aim of many British naturalists to see all the UK orchids, or at least those growing in their home county. Orchids are often thought of as rare, and this is true of many species, although some can be quite abundant and widespread, with a few well-known sites holding an astonishing number. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's new Buckenham Common is home to the green-winged orchid. In recent years, the reserve has undergone targeted scrub management around its many ponds and seen the introduction of a new grazing regime. This has benefited the common's ancient flora community, particularly the orchids. The number of green-winged orchids has risen from a count of just under 400 in 2010 to a staggering 20,000 in 2024. Norfolk's most widespread and commonly encountered species is the bee orchid. They can suddenly appear in garden lawns or on the village green. Sometimes lying dormant for years, a few weeks' relief from spring mowing can give them a chance to send up their beautiful flower spikes, hopefully causing a response of surprise and delight, and a reprieve from execution. Along with the bee orchid, the pyramidal orchid is another of Norfolk's familiar species. This can appear in unexpected places too, and in some numbers. There is an impressive display of pyramidal orchids between the barriers of the Central Reservation along the A146, approaching Norwich. Fortunately, they are right next to the traffic lights, so allow a moment's glance if the lights are red. Norfolk also has some of the nation's rarest species. The fen orchid was once known from only four locations, three of which were in the Norfolk Broads, and they numbered less than 60 individual plants. Concerted conservation work has seen the number of locations and the quantity of orchids massively increase. The unusual wetland habitat required by the fen orchid is found at NWT's Upton Fen Reserve. Over the last few decades, this has improved and expanded, resulting in a count of only 8 orchids in 1990, increasing to 3,000 in 2023. Although a fantastic success story, in our increasingly bland countryside, the type of habitat required by the fen orchid is in short supply, and as such, the species remains highly threatened. The aforementioned man orchid is located at only one site in Norfolk, and although its numbers have been increasing, it is also vulnerable, as its coastal location is undergoing constant erosion. The smallest UK orchid, the bog orchid, is still found in our county. But Norfolk's relic population of bog orchid can be counted on one hand, with the next nearest site being down in Hampshire's New Forest. Like bird egg collecting, and despite protection under law, rare orchids are often stolen. For this reason, the secret location of Norfolk's bog orchids is known only to a privileged few. Orchids are beautiful and mysterious plants with complex and extraordinary life cycles. Many UK orchids are specialist species, requiring the rare habitats that continue to disappear from our countryside. Norfolk Wildlife Trust believes the protection of wild orchids and the ancient woodlands, fenlands and flower meadows they grow in are worth protecting, as I'm sure few would dispute, that Norfolk would be a poorer county without them.
Thank you, Elaine.